USA Radio News.
A TV icon passing away. Former CNN host Larry King died this morning in an L.A. hospital at the age of 87. King hospitalized weeks ago after getting the coronavirus. No cause of death revealed. He hosted Larry King Live for 25 years on CNN until 2010, but that didn't even account for half of his 63-year career that spanned radio, television, and the Internet. President Biden sharing a grim COVID forecast. He says yesterday the U.S. could have another 200,000 COVID deaths over the next few months. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Meanwhile, his latest plans for economic relief focused on the poor. Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance, the other calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. He says his relief plan will get us back on track quicker.
With our American Rescue Plan, our economy would return to full employment a full year faster than without the plan.
Biden adds how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values, and we have to act now. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Less than a week into his term, President Biden's policy is already leading to a lawsuit. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Friday to block President Biden's new order halting almost all deportations for the next 100 days, accusing the new administration of overstepping executive powers. Paxton's lawsuit is one of what's likely to be a stream of litigation against Mr. Biden's early moves. Former President Trump faced a similar swarm of lawsuits from Democrat-led states during his term, particularly on immigration matters. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As for former President Trump's legal issues, Democrats are apparently facing an uphill fight to get Trump convicted in his upcoming impeachment trial. It would take 17 Republican senators to join all 50 Democrats to convict Trump, but CNN reports only a handful of GOP senators may do so. The trial is set to start February 9th. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden making his first call to a foreign leader since his inauguration. Biden reaching out yesterday to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The two agree to touch base again next month. First Lady Jill Biden yesterday visiting National Guard troops that are in D.C. to protect the Capitol for Inauguration Week. She didn't come empty-handed either, bringing chocolate chip cookies. Meanwhile, the controversy continues over how Guard members were treated this week. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Hundreds of National Guard members who had been protecting the Capitol in D.C. were asked to leave on Thursday night. They were allowed to return indoors after spending time in a cold parking garage. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls it shameful.
Many of them had to be sleeping on cots for the week. Very few bathrooms and others. Many of the congresswomen and men were coming down bringing them pizza and others and thanking them. And the next thing you know, they're just swiffing them out the door.
McCarthy tells Sean Hannity on Fox News he puts the blame at the feet of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We know what Nancy Pelosi has said about them before. Remember when the riots were happening in Washington over the summer? Nancy Pelosi said it was scary, they shouldn't be there.
In a statement yesterday, the Massachusetts National Guard says Capitol building officials directed those National Guard soldiers assigned to the Senate portion of the Capitol building to move their break area to a parking garage due to the Senate being in session, saying accusations of Guard members being banished, quote, makes no sense, and quite frankly, could not be farther from the truth. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Mega Millions has a winner. Just one person, someone in Michigan, hitting the jackpot in last night's $1 billion drawing. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.